Welcome back to the Made to Be podcast. We are heading into the month of April and spring is on the horizon where I live here in the Midwest, and it's just a beautiful time of year. I get so excited when spring is here because it just means more warmth and sunshine, and the trees are blooming and there's just signs of new growth everywhere. And it's just a beautiful time to just reflect on our own growth and any shifts or changes that we want to make in our lives, whether internally or externally. And so today I'm going to be sharing with you 5 simple but really powerful practices that you can bring into your day to promote your overall well-being. So that is what we are going to be getting into today. But before we do that, I just wanted to keep you guys updated on how things are going here with the podcast, with the brand Made to Be, and just letting you know that I am working on making some shifts with Made to Be and really fine-tuning the mission of Made to Be. So there will be some probably small changes toward, you know, how I show up here on the podcast. I'm exploring, you know, whether or not I want it to be a solo hosted show or whether or not I want to be bringing in some guest experts to talk on the topics that have to do with our personal growth and becoming who we're made to be and being good stewards of our minds, our bodies, our souls. And so I feel some change on the horizon, and I'm not yet at the point where I have fully fleshed out what that's going to look like, but just keeping you in the know that we will be making some changes. I sense those in the near future, and I'm excited to see how it's going to unravel because, I mean, it's honestly just an in real time example of what it is to grow and become more and more who you are made to be. You know, I started this process, this podcast, you know, having this vision of what it's going to be, but it's just a testament to say that you can have clarity and move forward with something. And as you take steps forward, there's going to be things that come up. There's going to be things that come into your awareness where you say, okay, I didn't see this in the beginning, but I'm starting to see how this is going to take shape in a new direction. And so yeah, you're just witnessing, if you've been here, you know, since the beginning of this podcast, you're witnessing a kind of like an in real time gradual evolution of what Made to Be is becoming and what it's going to become. And I'm excited to see how things unfold, and I hope that you're excited to stick around and see how things move forward. So just wanted to throw that out there, so be on the lookout for that. But all right, let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Hey mama, welcome to the Made to Be podcast, where you'll learn to let go of the shame, the stories, the shoulds, keeping you boxed in and unfulfilled, and trade it for a life where you lean into what lights you up, reclaim your confidence, and step into the life that you were made to live. I'm your host, Mary Smith, Mama 4 and Certified Life Coach, and I believe that God has big plans for the gifts, talents, and dreams that He's given you. I'm here to help you bring them to the surface so that you can do the kingdom work you were chosen for. So if you're ready to say yes to your calling and reject the lie that you have to choose between raising a family or pursuing your God-given passions, you're in the right place. So grab your coffee, a pile of laundry, and tune in, because mama, it's time to become who you're made to be. Okay, so today we are talking about these practices that we can do in our day-to-day lives that help us to feel calm and centered and more present in our lives. And so we're just going to go through them one by one. And these are something that, you know, you can do all of these in a day. They're that simple. They take varying amounts of time to engage in. But the point is that we are slowing down and paying attention and giving ourselves that space that we need to be mindful of what it means to be well and what it means to grow and make room for self-care and self-love, so that we are equipped to go out on whatever mission we have that God has given us, whether that's to take care of our families in the four walls of our home or to do work outside of our home. Whatever that is, it all starts with making sure we're stewarding the tools that God has given us, and our bodies are a tool. So today we're going to be talking about mainly things that help promote well-being within our own bodies. So let's go into number one, And this one is journaling. And if you've been here a while, you've heard me talk about journaling before. It's a huge part of my process when it comes to self-discovery and learning about yourself. And journaling is just an amazing tool because it provides this space for you and it provides this cathartic process when you put pen to paper for you to, you know, understand your thoughts and your emotions and your experiences. And it's so good for processing all of those things and helps to reduce stress, and it gives you that increased self-awareness. It can help improve your mood because it can help you to see things from a different perspective when it's all out on the page. And journaling is just something that has been a constant in my life. And to be honest, not even when I was a child, but in my adult years, it's a practice that I have, you know, I started with very slowly and it's now a staple in my life. I have stacks of filled out journals, and actually I have to purchase a new one because I am nearing the end of my current one. But it is such a beautiful practice because it does invite you to slow down and to tune out the outside noise, right? To tune into your own voice and your own thoughts and into the voice of God too, because there's different ways that we can journal, right? There's free writing where we can just sit down, we can open the page, and we can just do this stream of consciousness writing, which whatever you're thinking, you're just writing down. And that just helps kind of, you know, declutter your mind in a way. So that's a process that I've used before. Another way is to just use journaling prompts. And if you'd like, I have a few episodes. You just got to scroll back in the app. I have a few episodes where I offer some journaling prompts for you, and I can actually link those in the show notes as well if you want to go through and have some guided prompts for journaling. And then another way would be prayer journaling. That's another big one that I do. And I talk about that process also in a podcast episode, but that's just about, you know, getting in the Word and setting aside space for you to just, you know, be in relationship with God, be in conversation with Him. So you can even start with just doing, you know, 5 minutes. You can put a journal beside your nightstand, and before you even get out of bed in the morning, you can just open that up and set a timer for 5 minutes and just start writing. And journaling can really be a benefit to not only our mental well-being, but our physical well-being, because when we let all of our thoughts just swirl around in our heads and we're not really making sense of them, we're not really, you know, decluttering what's going on in our mind, that's very draining. It's mentally draining, but that mental draining also causes physical draining. And so by journaling and getting those thoughts out on paper, it's just a way that we can feel lighter and we can, you know, set something aside, a thought that's just been swirling around in our mind. We can see that it doesn't actually have to be taking up our energy. So that is the first way. All right, so number two is stretching. And stretching is honestly one of my favorite ways to move my body, especially when I'm looking just for some really gentle movement. And as a mom and I have littles and I'm constantly bending down, picking them up, picking up toys, you know, all of those things, I carry a lot of tension in my muscles. And it's amazing what just sitting on my mat and doing 5 minutes of just whole body stretching does for me. It helps me to see and notice where I have extra tension in my body and what needs a little bit of extra attention and love, and to concentrate on those areas. And it helps me to find calm. It helps me to find centeredness. It's just something that every single time I do it, I'm like, I could do this all day. And one of my favorite apps that I use for this is it's called the Stretch It app. And I think I've mentioned it before on an episode that I've done, but I'll go ahead and link that app in the show notes. It's a paid app, but it is well worth it in my opinion. It has so many stretching programs. If you have a lot of tightness in your hips like I do, there's even a program for promoting hip mobility. There's full body stretches. There's stretches for, you know, back mobility, all of those things. And so it's definitely something that I recommend. They have lots of different videos, even if just 5 minutes, they're that short, but they have some that move up to 30 minutes or more. So I would definitely recommend checking that out and then incorporating stretching into your day. All right, so number three is something called breath work. And so breath work is basically just this intentional practice that's focused on controlling and regulating your breath in order to promote relaxation and relieve stress. Breath work has been known to activate what is called the parasympathetic nervous system. And this is basically where your body is in what's called the rest and digest mode. So you have something called the sympathetic nervous system, and that is where your body's kind of anxious. It's in fight or flight mode. And so through breath work, we can regulate our nervous system. We can recenter ourselves and bring us to this place of calm. So for me personally, I like to use breath work when I want to feel more energized, when I want to improve my focus and concentration. But there's a whole host of benefits and types of breath work that you can do, but that is where I have experienced breath work. And so I will say, when it comes to finding resources with breath work, the unfortunate part is that a lot of the apps are tied to a more new age philosophy. And so that can kind of make things difficult when, you know, as Christians, we don't subscribe to that worldview. When you want to have the benefits of breath work without it being, you know, enmeshed with the new age school of thought. So that's the unfortunate part about it at this point. But I think there will be more on the horizon as people realize the benefits of breath work. We're going to be able to separate the new age thought from the practice of breath work. So I'm hopeful for that in the future, but for now, I will link that app in the show notes and then you can just check that out and just use the free version. And then you don't have to worry about any like suggestive content or anything like that towards new age thought. All right. So number four is simply slowing down. And what I mean by that is not necessarily physically slowing down. It's more about kind of just slowing down your mental process as you are moving through your day. I don't know about you, but I know as a mom who is homeschooling and has a lot of things on her to-do list from day to day, I have found myself being in what seems to be like this frenetic pace of just doing, but also just feeling like I'm rushed, right? And I have to catch myself and intentionally slow down and say, you know, hey, what is the rush here, right? Like, I don't need to rush to get this laundry started or folded. Like, I can slow down and be more present in my environment and stop, you know, just like I said, giving myself that rushed feeling. And I find that when I do allow myself to be more present in the task that I'm doing and not really worrying about what needs to get done next, you know, time seems to slow down, but I'm still able to get everything I need to get done, but I'm not in this state of stress, if that makes sense. So if you find yourself in your day-to-day feeling rushed, I invite you to just kind of slow down and take a step back and gain some perspective and say, okay, is this feeling of being rushed really necessary, or is it something that I'm just placing this pressure on myself and I don't even need to be, right? I can almost promise you that you're able to just, like I said, invite in that mindfulness and say, I can be present in this moment and focus on this task, and I'm not going to lose out on anything in my day by slowing down and being present. So that's number four, just slowing down and realizing that you don't have to move through your day at this frenetic pace and that you can get what you need to get done. It will happen. And anything that doesn't get done, it's okay. There will always be tomorrow. All right. So last but not least is number five, which is to hydrate. I know most of us know the value in hydrating our bodies, but how many of us are actually intentional about how much we are paying attention to our intake, our water intake? You know, we move through our day, we have our coffee in the morning, maybe we have a sip of water, but then once we get going in our day, you know, maybe we don't think to take a drink of anything until maybe we eat at lunch or during dinner. And so, it's really important to just be mindful of that, to say, you know, okay, what is my water intake? Am I staying hydrated? Because even by making sure that you are taking in enough water and staying hydrated, that is going to help you to, you know, stay energized. It's going to combat fatigue. If you may have headaches just from being dehydrated, or have poor concentration from being dehydrated. And so hydration can really help in these areas. It can help you to feel energized. It can help you move through your day. And obviously it helps you with your digestion as well. It helps transport nutrients to your body. And so I am not a nutrition coach or anything like that, but I have heard that the rule of thumb is that you should be taking in about half your body weight in fluids. So for example, if you are 120 pounds, you should be taking in 60 ounces of water every day. So that's just a good rule of thumb to go by. I actually have a water bottle that is about 32 ounces. And so for me, that means I need to drink about two of them every day. And I know there's times where I'm like, I go through and I'm at the end of my day and I'm like, I only went through one. And so this is not something that we need to be perfectionistic about, but it's just to be mindful of, like, okay, you know, if I only had one today, I just want to maybe put a reminder in my phone in the afternoon to refill my water bottle, so I can just be making sure that I'm being more intentional with my fluid intake. So for you, I want you to think about these things that I've suggested and, you know, how can you bring these into your day for your own physical well-being? So we talked about journaling and helping you find that mental clarity and how that helps you to not feel drained mentally and physically. We've talked about stretching to notice where there is physical tension in your body and to just give yourself a little bit of, you know, TLC in those areas, slowing down, giving yourself 5 minutes to just stretch and move your body. We've talked about breath work and how it can help you increase your focus to help you to feel re-energized, especially when you are feeling more tired in the afternoon slump. We've talked about slowing down and being more mindful and in the present and focused with what you are doing in the here and now, and not so worried about all the things on your to-do list, realizing that, you know, what doesn't get done can wait. It's okay. And then last but not least, we talked about staying hydrated and drinking enough fluids and how that helps with our digestion and helps combat fatigue. So I hope that, you know, this episode inspired you to take one, two, if not all of these practices and bring them into your day. If it feels overwhelming to do all of these, that is not what I want you to feel. So take it one day at a time, or 1 week at a time, really. Like, start with one of them and say, I want to commit to doing this practice all week long. And then you can add these in one by one, right? There's no one way to do this. So I hope that this was an encouragement to you to make space for you and for a little self-care. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me today. If this episode helped or encouraged you in some way, I would love it if you could leave a written review and subscribe to the show over on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to me to know how this show is impacting your life, and leaving your review helps other mamas find the Made to Be podcast as well. Share this episode with a mama friend who needs to hear this message and let her know that it might bless her. And finally, head over to madetobecommunity.com to join my free Facebook community to connect with me and other mamas just like you. And also, my email inbox is always open, so if you'd like, you can shoot me a message. Just head to the show notes and you can find my email address there. Praying over you, your dreams, and God's calling on your life. I'll see you in the next episode.